Heritage versus Marketing.
I have a dream.
It is among the most celebrated speeches in American history.
My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
This is the way the I Have a Dream speech looked and sounded on August 28, 1963. In 2001, it looks like this.
I have a dream that one day,
a solitary Martin Luther King, digitally altered for a television commercial.
Before you can inspire,
we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Before you can touch,
that all men are created.
You must first connect. And the company that connects more of the world is Alcatel, a leader in communication networks.
When I saw that on TV, I fell back in my chair. I could not believe I was seeing what I saw.
Julian Bond, now chairman of the NAACP, was a student leader of the civil rights movement.
I was there when that speech was made. I was right below him. I saw that crowd around me, and when I saw that ad with all those people excised and heard the voiceover say it was about communication, it wasn't about communication, this was about justice. That's what that speech was about. It was justice.
If Martin were alive, he and I would be meeting with Alcatel right now, saying, how many blacks and women on your board? How many black executives do you have in this company?
Reverend Joseph Lowry, who worked with Martin Luther King for years, says King was a revolutionary, not a salesman.
Martin Luther King must not be used as a huckster for some corporation.
A huckster?
Yes, that's what he's doing. He's huckstering for Alcatel. He's not selling the message of character and justice and equality. He's selling Alcatel.
What would he be saying if he saw himself selling something for a corporation?
These guys have hired me in death when they couldn't hire me in life.
Alcatel was able to hire Dr. King in death by paying several hundred thousand dollars to the estate of Martin Luther King Jr. Inc., a company set up by King's family, his widow Coretta, and their four children. It is they who hold the legal rights to his words and image, and it is they who made the decision to license them to Alcatel.
You know, I like the ad.
Former UN Ambassador Andrew Young was one of King's top aides at SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he remains a close friend and strong defender of the King family.
There's nothing wrong with selling a commercial product, even for a saint.
What would Martin,
Martin Luther King
say?
Would not, I don't know.
Come on.
But he doesn't even have a right to say. His children do. His family does.
Young argues that King didn't leave his family much in the way of material wealth. But as we said, he did copyright much of his work, including the I Have a Dream speech. That inheritance belongs solely to them, Young says, to do with as they please.
Nobody can decide but them.
See, I think a lot of people belongs to more than just them.
But he does not. He really does not.
People think he belongs to the country.
No, he does not. See?
Well, we have a national holiday.
You have a national holiday, but you don't have a right to control his words, his images, his ideas.